Part 6. Futility. Our lives are defined by opportunities, even the ones we miss. F. Scott Fitzgerald. P-26. United Nations Headquarters, Manhattan, New York.
Well, it's official. Jan Geller beamed from the streets of New York as the UN building framed the shot and a large crowd delivered mixed cheers and jeers. Tonight, simulcast for the first time on Blitz News, a special one-off edition of Focus 2020, we'll see President Slater and British Prime Minister John Cole join me in grilling Emma McCarthy and whoever else shows up to defend the deafening silence from Birchwood and Buenos Aires.
Speaking rapidly to fit as much as she could into what she wanted to be a short and thus easily shareable clip, as keen as ever to give herself the best possible chance of going viral, Geller barely paused for breath.
Between now and then, though, and whether or not Chairman Godfrey decides to grace us with his presence amid the chaos his disappearance has caused, stay tuned to Blitz News for discussion of a very concerning story that's coming in from Beijing today regarding provocative Chinese nuclear tests, which are rumored to be going ahead in direct contravention of international law. While the Western world reels, it seems that Ding Ziyang is flexing muscles and rattling sabers with tests of a kind, and this is what I'm being told, that suggests the Chinese might really be getting ready to do things that hardly bear thinking about.
The cheers and jeers that had competed with Geller's microphone-amplified words at the beginning of her short report were now gone, leaving only her somewhat shrill words as the crowd digested the unexpected and unsettling news of Chinese nuclear tests.
I understand that Slater and Cole, for their part, are currently on their way here from Buenos Aires as we speak, she went on. Both are understandably keeping their cards close to their chests, especially in the wake of Emma McCarthy's deliberately evasive statement about who might or might not appear on tonight's show, but it will be interesting to see what kind of comments, if any, our leaders might make on these harrowing developments from Beijing. For Blitz News, I'm Jan Geller. And I'll see you all again tonight.